Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ontex's interim results conference call. This call is being recorded. Today's call will be hosted by Jacques Renaud, Chief Finance Officer. Following the opening comments, an interactive Q&A session will be available. A copy of today's announcement is available on www.ontexglobal.com. I would now like to hand the call over to Jacques Renaud. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. It's really with a great pleasure that I will take you through Ontex quarter one performance. As you will see in the presentation, our Q1 results are a perfect illustration of what Ontex is all about. Sustainable, profitable growth. So, let's now go through the highlights of our quarter. And we can move on to your slide number 6. There are basically three key messages. First is growth, second, profitability, third, cash. And let's start with growth. In Q1, we are posting our seventh quarter of uninterrupted growth. We are passing the 400 bar of net sales, and we're delivering 17.5% of reported growth, 9.6% of organic growth at constant currency. This is an all-time high quarter, in fact. When we look at these 9.6% of organic growth, this illustrates the strong momentum which already started last year. And it also reflects strong growth, and very important, across all divisions, especially Middle East Africa and growth markets, as we'll see. Worth to keep in mind that in mature retail, we continue benefiting from the KC withdrawal. This is about growth. Now let's have some word about profitability. You all know that currencies have been a strong headwind for many companies. We have heard that in many quarterly announcements these last weeks. In our case, despite 4.2 million adverse currency, Ontex has delivered 49.4 million adjusted EBITDA in this Q1. And this is 30% more than last year Q1. Also an all-time high quarter. Obviously, part comes from Serenity, which was consolidated in quarter 2, 2013, but the biggest part comes from business growth. Talking about margins, we have also increased our EBITDA margin by almost 120 basis points to 12.3%. On one hand, this confirms our robust double-digit margin story, but we have to keep in mind, and we'll see it later, that it's somewhat inflated by our OPEX phasing in the quarter. Now, third message regarding cash. As you can see, we ended up the quarter at 61.5 million of cash against 48 million 1 year ago in March 2013. And this despite higher working capital consumptions. This gives us a strong liquidity position, and we'll have more details further down in the presentation. So, this was for the performance. Important to have a look at the external factors, what we call here market update. And as you see, there are four buckets. On the client base, For me, there is one key aspect. It's the continued positive trend on retailers' brand. As you can imagine here, we are obviously actively helping our customer to push their brand. Then if you look on raw materials, as expected, we saw a slight increase, but here we have put protection program in place, and for example, most of our fluff exposure is covered for the full year. On competitor side, I would say nothing special after KC withdrawal. Then moving on currencies, I already mentioned the headwind, and you hear it often on television, issue with the Turkish lira, with the ruble. We hear less about the Australian dollars, but it also has been quite weak. These negative effects are partly offset by a strong pound, and the fact that the dollar being weaker, it helps us in our purchasing. Also here, on FX, we have production program put in place. We have hedging contracts, and these hedging contracts increase our visibility and therefore our ability to manage the trade, which is at the end the purpose of all our hedging, is to gain time and visibility. So, I'm moving to our next slide, slide number 8. We can say in summary, Q1 is certainly a very good start to 2014. I already spoke about our top line momentum and the various protection programs we have implemented. But next to that, let me highlight two other key drivers of future performance. First, innovation. I don't know if you remember, I guess several of you were on the call last year in November. I announced you the launch of our SuperCore 2 Ultra Thin diaper in UK. And now, based on the success, we are rolling it out across Western Europe, so leveraging our innovation. Second important driver, investment for the future. As you can see, we have 6 new lines being prepared to come online in second half of the year, of which, and it's really amazing, already our second line in Pakistan after the startup of our first line end of 2013. Also worth mentioning that in this 6th line, we have 2 baby diapers line to support growth momentum we see coming. Now it's time to move to some more figures. And on slide 10, we can come back on top line goals. What's the key message here? The key message is growth across all geographies, divisions, and categories. So broad-based. And this illustrates perfectly this broad base for growth that Ontex is. Platform for growth. If you look at this table, obviously it's full of figures, and I would advise to focus on the last column, which is about organic growth at constant currency. I'll not go through all the figures, I will just take some key topics. If you look per division at our mature markets, you see a strong growth at 9.5%, coming in fact from new contracts won both in baby diapers and in fem care, on top obviously of the impact of KC withdrawal, which is still helping us. Then looking at gross market, what do we see? A great performance with plus 22.4%, and a special mention to Russia. Middle East Africa, also very strong growth, and coming mainly from Turkey, Morocco and Pakistan, where we see already the benefits of local production. Now, something we are very proud of. In fact, our retailer brand at Biedronka, the Dada brand, has just won the award of the best diaper of the year. So it's again testimony of Ontex's quality of the products, performance and impact on the consumers. So obviously very proud of this performance, which illustrates also the great collaboration we have with Biedronka. Talking about diapers, which represent more than 50% of our sales, you can see on the group statistics, you can see that we delivered 13.8% growth. Now let's move on the next slide, and let's say that after the top line, I would like to draw your attention to some lines of our P&L. And I like to give you a message each time, and on this slide, for me, the message is growth with increased profitability. In order to go through this slide, the best approach is to look at reported figures. So, in order to go through, I would ask you to focus on the three lines which are in bold characters, and looking at revenue, gross profit, and adjusted EBITDA. When you look at these three and the last column, you see that growth is obvious, as well as the operating leverage we have. As you can see, with 17.5% growth on revenue, 25% on gross profit, and 30% on EBITDA. Here also, we can see that our gross margin has increased by 170 basis points, of which we must say that half comes from Serenity. We already told you, and I already told you also last year, that healthcare business has typically higher gross margin to cover higher logistic and sales and marketing expenses. But in fact, also, let's not forget that half of this gross margin increase comes also from increased business performance. Obviously, we here need to keep in mind that raw materials have been rather stable, which is helping. Now, if you look at the line OPEX, if you make a computation OPEX versus revenue, you will see that we are stable below 17% of sales. And if we look about the different drivers of this OPEX, we can say that next to the growth of the business, the increase comes mainly from two sources. First one, Serenity, which has been consolidated, and which, as I said, has higher logistic and sales and marketing costs. Second driver of growth are the investment in the business, like investment in procurement, marketing, research and development, and sales. Looking at this OPEX, I want to point out something very important, is that some costs, especially related to the investment in the business, have not yet fully phased in, which impacts positively, obviously, our EBITDA and our EBITDA margin. Looking at the bottom of the slide, we see that our adjusted EBITDA margin has increased by more than 100 basis points year-on-year and 60 basis points versus end of year 2013, so versus full year, in fact, 2013. It's a great performance, But we should keep in mind, as I already said, that it's somewhat inflated by our OPEX phasing. If we go to the next slide, and there we move down in the P&L, what can we say? There is not much special. We have limited non-recurring expenses, and which is important to also mention that for the future, that should be the norm, as our main restructuring are pretty much behind us. As you see, we have also quite stable depreciation. Moving on to the next slide, we come back on free cash flow. And in the table of this slide, there are in fact two key points: the change in working capital and the CapEx line. Let's first talk about CapEx. Several times we have told you that our historical level of CapEx is around 3% of net sales. And we say this historical level remains valid for the full year. What you see here is a phasing effect, and so we have less CapEx in the beginning of the year. When we compare with last year, we should keep in mind also that in 2013, we were accelerating the CapEx to be ready for KC exit. Now, after CapEx, let's talk about working capital. And in order to go through the various drivers which are behind the movements, I would ask you to move to the next page where we have the various drivers. First driver is obviously the growth of the business. But it's amplified by the fact we increase the share of business done further from our base. So we need more inventories in raw materials and in finished goods. The second driver is serenity. As in this business, we get exposed to Italian NHS with typically longer payment terms and also to Italian VAT. I must say that regarding serenity, we are putting in place various action plans which should start impacting our figures as of second half of the year. Next and third driver, you can see we have increased our diapers inventory to operate at what we call an optimal level. And that's because we see a strong momentum. We have also increased from, I would say, abnormally low level of inventories, which were the, let's say, consequence of the KC exit and the increased demand for diapers. This step up in inventories has to be seen as a one-off. Finally, as you can see, our mix of customers has also slightly impacted our DSO. But in summary, all in all, we see this quarter one as rather exceptional in terms of working capital consumptions. And we consider that a net working capital between 10 to 12% of net sales is the right range for our type of business. On the next slide, you can see that our net debt has modestly increased. And this as a result, as we just saw, of working capital consumption, which, as I just said, we expect to reduce in the coming quarters, as it's related partly to one-off. Something important to add is that despite this modest increase of our net debt, our leverage has reduced from 4.85 end of 2013 to 4.62 end of March. And this is thanks to our EBITDA increase. Moving on to slide 16, you can see, as we already said, that we have a strong liquidity position with 61.5 million of cash and 75 million of RCF completely undrawn. On top of that, if you look on the right side of the chart, you see that we have also undrawn factoring lines, and important as a reminder, these factoring lines are all non-recourse. I would say after having through the first highlights, the financials, it's probably time now for some closing remarks before moving into questions. And first, I'd like to give you a flavor about index evolution for different raw materials. So you can see on this slide that we have the four raw materials, and I'm just going to give you some remarks about that. First, and you can see it also, we see less volatility in general. Second, important to keep in mind that thanks to the structure of our contracts, these indices only impact us with a 3-month lag, which gives us possibility to react. Next remark, I already mentioned it, but for fluff, which you see is increasing faster than other commodities, we have in fact in place a protection program which is combining suppliers' agreement and hedging. And we are covered for most of our fluff for the rest of the year. Regarding the other raw materials, we are now exploring additional opportunities to cover our exposure, and let's say probably more to come in the second half of the year. Now, in conclusion, I would say that after a very good first quarter, we are on track to deliver 2014, and we have clear priorities to generate profitable growth. What are these priorities? Let's start first by top line. Priority to continue the momentum on top line across all divisions. Second, we will continue to leverage our innovations, as I already alluded, talking about SuperCore 2. We also want to continue enhancing our margins. Even so, we said, moderately. And how do we do that? We do it through, on one hand, revenue growth management, smart pricing, and on the other hand, we do it through operational efficiencies. We have more than 100 savings programs ongoing, which are delivering day in, day out operational efficiencies. We are also adding capacity to deliver the future growth, so we are ready for the future growth. And last but not least, we focus on working capital to improve further the cash generation. So closing remark is, it's a great quarter. Quarter one was a great quarter. And we're ready for 2014. Want to thank all of you for being on the call, and looking forward to giving you the earnings call after our first half of the year. Goodbye.
This concludes Ontex's interim results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.